Well, at least he was awake. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again.
Now, an air traffic controller in trouble for watching a movie in the tower.
A controller in the Cleveland Air Traffic Control Center was providing free in-flight entertainment early Sunday morning.
His other mistake was keeping his mic open so pilots could hear 3 minutes of the soundtrack.
The planes were apparently being guided in by a Samuel L. Jackson DVD. But at least he was awake. William Voss, the president of the Flight Safety Foundation, has a theory.
People are probably looking for ways to keep themselves awake and make sure they don't fall asleep and become the next guy fired.
They've got to do something because the Secretary of Transportation has taken a clear stand. No napping on the clock.
We're not going to pay controllers to nap.
And so, says Mr. Voss, the controllers are trying to come up with other ways to cope.
There's going to be a lot of pushing and taking for people to try to find out what's the right way to stay awake if reasonable rest is a possibility.
But apparently, the DVD method isn't going to work. So what do? How do we keep them awake in the tower? Let's put our heads together, America. There must be some surefire way to keep a person awake at night.
Stocks tumbled after ratings agency Standard & Poor's cut its outlook on U.S. government debt.
See, that does it for me.
S&P is basically saying we better get our debt situation under control or the markets will exact a huge penalty.
I would say just install a stock ticker in the control tower and they won't sleep a wink. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.